Hey, Dr. Clark here. Quick post today on the Place for Answers. I want to share with you a study that I just read. A prevalence of celiac disease and gluten sensitivity in United States clinical antipsychotic trials of intervention, blah, blah, blah. Here's what they found. They found that persons with schizophrenia have higher than expected titers of antibodies related to celiac disease and gluten sensitivity. Now, if you've been following me at all, you're not surprised by that. Here's what confuses most doctors about what I just read you. It's not a GI problem. I've said this time and time again that celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, whatever you want to call it, an immune reaction to gluten, can take 100 different forms in the human body, and schizophrenia is one of them. Now you say, well, how's that possible? It's because it's an immune system battle. If I give you something, if you eat something that your body reacts to and tries to kill with inflammation, and I make you eat that for 20 or 30 years, that inflammation process is circulating throughout your body. Cells are looking for things to eat and chew up. And in schizophrenia, what's happening is the brain is being attacked. So it's just another example of how gluten sensitivity, or gluten reactivity, as I like to call it, is rampant. I mean, it really is rampant. I think I was told by one lab that about 70% of the United States Caucasian population has one copy of a gluten-sensitive gene. So let me explain what that means. If you have one of these genes, it doesn't mean immediately that you're going to react to gluten, but it means you have a really darn good chance of developing an immune system reaction. So you probably shouldn't eat gluten anymore. So if you know someone that, believe it or not, has already been diagnosed with schizophrenia, guess what I do for them? I make them go on a gluten-free diet, a very strict gluten-free diet. Plus, there's some digestive enzymes that I would have them take as well, and some other stuff. There's some brain-based rehab things we can do. In fact, I'd do the same thing for someone with Alzheimer's, because I want to show you in the next post how when we have even a little bit of an infection, it accelerates memory decline in Alzheimer's. So here's the takeaway today. Pretty much, if you have any health concern, here's my first line of suggestion for you, right? I don't care what it is. Go gluten-free and see how you do. Second thing is, pardon me, perhaps the gluten's getting stuck in my throat. Second thing is, get checked out by someone who takes a functional approach. That's it for today, and it's just another sign that gluten is not a good thing if you're reacting to it, and this new study just shows that people with schizophrenia have much higher than expected antibodies, which just means their immune system's reacting. So, I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.